From Greenville, South Carolina, we present Let the Bible Speak. Let the Bible Speak is the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America, preaching Christ in all His fullness. Thank you for joining us for another broadcast of Let the Bible Speak, featuring messages preached by Dr. Alan Cairns, founder of Let the Bible Speak Radio Ministries. Currently, Dr. Cairns is bringing a series of studies in the earthly life and ministry of the Lord Jesus Christ, messages that focus on the Savior Himself, as revealed in His teaching and miracles, His atoning death on the cross, and His glorious resurrection. We'll hear from Dr. Cairns in just a few minutes. First of all, we invite you to enjoy this devotional thought from the pen of C.H. Spurgeon, as found in his collection called Morning and Evening.
This morning's text is found in Matthew 27 and verse 51. Behold, the veil of the temple was rent in twain from the top to the bottom. No mean miracle was wrought in the rending of so strong and thick a veil. But it was not intended merely as a display of power. Many lessons were herein taught us. The old law of ordinances was put away, and like a worn-out vesture, rent and laid aside. When Jesus died, the sacrifices were all finished, because all fulfilled in Him, and therefore the place of their presentation was marked with an evident token of decay. That rent also revealed all the hidden things of the old dispensation. The mercy seat could now be seen, and the glory of God gleamed forth above it. By the death of our Lord Jesus, we have a clear revelation of God, for He was not as Moses who put a veil over His face. Life and immortality are now brought to light, and things which have been hidden since the foundation of the world are manifest in Him. The annual ceremony of atonement was thus abolished. The atoning blood, which was once every year sprinkled within the veil, was now offered once for all by the great high priest, and therefore the place of the symbolic rite was broken up. No blood of bullocks or of lambs is needed now, for Jesus has entered within the veil with His own blood. Hence, access to God is now permitted, and is the privilege of every believer in Christ Jesus. There is no small space laid open through which we may peer at the mercy seat, but the rent reaches from the top to the bottom. We may come with boldness to the throne of the heavenly grace. Shall we err if we say that the opening of the Holy of Holies in this marvelous manner by our Lord's expiring cry was the type of the opening of the gates of paradise to all the saints by virtue of the Passion? Our bleeding Lord has the key of heaven. He openeth, and no man shutteth. Let us enter in with Him into the heavenly places, and sit with Him there, till our common enemies shall be made His footstool.
In Christ Jesus, for He was.
Pastor A.W. Tozer was one of the spiritual giants of the 20th century. A self-made scholar with an insatiable hunger for the deep things of God, he was known to often burn the midnight oil in his study, seeking a more profound experience of his Lord and Savior. His book, The Pursuit of God, is the result of long meditation and much prayer. It is not a collection of sermons. It does not deal with the pulpit and the pew, but with the soul athirst for God. Some of the chapter titles include Apprehending God, The Gaze of the Soul, and Meekness and Rest. Let the Bible Speak is pleased to offer complete reprints of this timeless devotional help free of charge. For your copy of The Pursuit of God, simply email info@faithfpc.org. That's info@faithfpc.org. If you wish, you may call us at 864-244-2408. That's 864-244-2408. If you prefer regular mail, simply write Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. Just ask for your free copy of The Pursuit of God. As Dr. Cairns continues these studies in the life and earthly ministry of Christ, he is bringing a message entitled, Christ and His Sheep. In John's Gospel, chapter 10, the Lord Jesus told a parable based on the common experience of the people, sheep and the shepherd. As Dr. Cairns is demonstrating, the chapter reveals Christ's view of himself. In this simple story, the Lord Jesus presents himself as the door of the fold, the shepherd of the sheep, and the Son of God. First of all, by portraying himself as the door, Christ was declaring that he alone is the way to God. The clear presentation of Christ is proof of a true minister of the gospel. According to Christ's words, those who fail to lift him up as the only Savior of sinners are thieves and robbers. In order to be saved, sinners must go through the door, which is Christ. Now here is Dr. Cairns with the next portion of this message, Christ and His Sheep.
If you want to get to terms with John 10, the simplest way of grasping its message is to remember what I said. The Lord Jesus takes this simple story, selects two elements from it. Later on he adds a third. Watch this carefully. In relation to the fold, he says, I am the door. In relation to the flock, he says, I am the shepherd. And then, in relation to the Father, down toward the end of the chapter, verse 29 and 30, he says, I am the Son, the very Son of God, who is one with the Father. Whom makest thou thyself? What are you making yourself out to be? Well, here's his answer. Here is Christ deep insight into his own person, character, and mission. Whom do I make myself to be? In relation to the sheepfold, I am the one and the only door. In relation to the flock, I am the one and only shepherd. In relation to the Father in heaven, I am the one and only Son of God. What a revelation of the Lord Jesus. We'll take them one by one. In relation to the fold, he says, I'm the door of the sheep. Remember that parable in the opening five verses. For both shepherds and sheep, in the parable, there was only one door. Spiritually, for both shepherds and sheep, There is only one way into the fold, and that way is the Lord Jesus Christ. The only way into the fold of God is through Jesus Christ. That's what he's saying. What he's saying is that I am the mediator of all divine grace. Every other professed mediator, savior, messiah, he says, is a fraud. Not only a fraud, he says he's a thief and a robber. Two different words describing the same malignant characters. The thief is one who comes with deceit. The robber is one who comes with violence. The devil and his crew will do whatever it takes to get their evil job done, to get in among the sheep of God if they can. The Old Testament had warned against such false shepherds. Jeremiah 23, the opening two verses. Ezekiel 34, in the opening four verses. And other places through the chapter. Those are two important Old Testament references. And the 34th chapter of Ezekiel is probably the greatest chapter in the Bible on the false and the true shepherds. You should read it very carefully. In the New Testament, the apostles, for example, in Acts 20, when Paul spoke to the elders at Ephesus, warned again of false teachers coming in among the people of God. Now, here's the question. How then are we to recognize lawful pastors and false pastors and shepherds? How are you to recognize them? I know that the easy way to do it is the way the apostles tried to do it, or the disciples of Christ. If they're not of us, then they're false. If you're a Presbyterian and they're not of us, they might be Baptist or Episcopalian or Methodist. They're not of us, therefore they're wrong, they're false shepherds. No, not so at all. Church history is a very humbling discipline and study. And it shows you that God is not stuck with the usites. How do you recognize the false shepherds? Well, here you have it very clearly. The only lawful pastors are those who enter the fold through Jesus Christ. Every true shepherd makes full use of the door. He doesn't ignore it. He doesn't avoid it. He doesn't try to build other doors into the walls. In other words, in spiritual language, every true shepherd acknowledges Jesus Christ as the sole mediator of all grace, the sole mediator between God and man. True shepherds come in Jesus' name. They come in His will. They come with His word. They preach His gospel. And the mark of the true shepherd is they always lead the sheep to Christ. That's the mark. They always lead the sheep to Christ. Bishop Ryle said that any teacher of religion who doesn't take up and discharge his office with faith and Christ and His atonement, with an aim to glorify Christ, is unfit for his business and unable to do any good. Instead of being a shepherd who helps and feeds, he's no better than a robber who does harm. Instead of saving souls, he kills them. Instead of bringing life, he brings death to his hearers. Way back in church history, Augustine, Bishop of Hippo, wrongly identifying the fold as the Catholic Church. Of course, that term in those days had a different connotation than it does today. That was the day before Roman popes. But if he had said the true church, he'd have been much closer to the mark. Christ's fold, then, is the true church. Whoso would enter the fold, let him enter by the door. Let him preach very Christ. Let him not only preach very Christ, but seek Christ's glory. and not his own. And as a great preacher and pastor, he had this to say, seeking to enter into your hearts, I preach Christ. If I were preaching or speaking to student ministers or treant ministers, that would be a great text. Seeking to enter your hearts, I preach Christ. If I preach other than that, I shall be striving to climb up some other way. Now there is an observation that really is difficult for me to depart from without taking 10 or 15 minutes on it. And I don't have 10 or 15 minutes. There is a great preacher putting his finger exactly on what is wrong in modern Christendom. If I'm trying to get to your heart, other than by preaching Christ, says Augustine, I'm like a thief and a robber climbing up some other way. Yet what is happening in our churches around America today, people know nothing of the preaching of Christ in most places. When you go from church to church, they'll hear little messages on this principle and that principle. They'll hear emotional stories. They'll have all sorts of things going on. But there has been little or no exposition of the person and the work of Jesus Christ. So that the men in the pulpits, departing from Christ the door, are climbing over the wall and they're destroying the flock. That's what Augustine was saying. Through Christ, he says, I win your hearts. Did I say to you, if I don't win your heart by preaching Christ, then it's worthless for me to win it at all? You see, this is the significance of the statement, I am the door. Notice carefully what Christ is saying about himself. This is how you judge a true pastor. It's not enough that a man be educated to be a minister. It's not enough that he be well trained to be a minister. It's not enough that he claims to speak in the name of Jehovah. It's not enough that he knows Hebrew. It's not enough that he can quote the scripture. The Pharisees could do all that. It's not enough that he is devout and respectable and reputable and capable. Those things are all very well in their place. But they do not make a preacher or a pastor in the church of Christ. What matters is, does he come through the door? Is he preaching Christ? Is Christ the mediator? Everything in his ministry. All others are thieves and robbers who kill and destroy. Now here's one of the things that causes so many people difficulty. See, when Christ tells that story, you expect him immediately to say, I'm the shepherd, but he doesn't. He says, I'm the door. That's what throws you off. I'm the door, because he wants to deal first of all with being the mediator that must be presented by every under shepherd. But then he goes on, and he will deal with the shepherd in a moment. But before he gets to that, he says, I have some more things to say about the door. And in verse 9, he says, I am the door. Now, he is departing, if I may say, from the script of the parable, as he has used it so far. Or using it in another way would be a better way of putting it. He says, I am the door. In other words, I'm not only the door for the shepherds to enter into the sheep, I'm the door for the sheep to enter in. Notice what he says, I am the door. By me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved and shall go in and out and find pasture. The only way into the sheepfold. Now let me put that in New Testament biblical terms. The only way to be named and numbered among the people of God is through Christ. I'm the door. I am your mediator. I am your daysman. I am your access to God. I am your way of salvation. By me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved. I'm the way of life. I'm not only the way of life, I'm the way of perfect liberty. For he shall go in and out. That is a Hebraism for perfect liberty. I am the way to all that. Now, what is Christ saying about himself? He's saying, if you want to be named and numbered among the people of God, it must be through me. I'm the door. I'm the only entrance. There's no other way. This is the doctrine of the whole New Testament. There is one God, one mediator between God and man, the man Christ Jesus. In Christ's words in John 14:6, I am the way. In Peter's words in Acts 4:12, neither is there salvation in any other, for there's none other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved. We must be saved by Christ, otherwise we'll never be saved at all. We must enter through Christ, otherwise we'll never enter at all. Now I want you to get this picture, and if you're here this morning and you're still in your sins, I want you to see this. There is the sheepfold. It's the place where you're numbered and named among the people of God. It's the place of safety, the place of salvation, the place of life and liberty. It's the place of being right with God. It's the place of the redeemed. There is the door. Now you don't get in by admitting he is the door. You must do that, but if that's all you do, you'll not get in. You don't get in by simply admiring the door. You don't get in by simply discussing the proportions of the door. You may know all about the door and not go in. There is one door. And to be named and numbered among the people of God, you go through that door. And until you do, you can't be saved. By me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved. What a beautiful statement. Now he's got out of the realm of metaphor into the realm of plain speech. Any man, black or white or rich or poor, religious or irreligious, however vile and unclean and disrespected among them, whoever he may be, whatever he may be, however injured he may be by the experiences of life, if any man will enter in by me, if any man will come through me, he will see. What a promise. He'll be saved. Saved from what? Saved from thieves and robbers. Thank God Christ is real and Christ is true. There's no deceit and there's no violence in Christ. You'll be saved from thieves and robbers. You'll be saved from delusion and false doctrine. You'll be saved from damnable heresies and false religion. Come through Christ, you'll be saved from sin. You'll be saved from death. You'll be saved from hell. You'll be saved. Understand that. What a promise.
You've been listening to Let the Bible Speak, the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America. We hope you've enjoyed and benefited from today's program. We are here as your servants for Christ's sake. If we can be of any further help to you in the things of the Lord, we invite you to contact us. If you would like to receive our booklet, Separated Unto the Gospel, a booklet that sets forth the beliefs and standards of the Free Presbyterian Church, you may have a copy free of charge, simply for the asking. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. Our email address is info@faithfpc.org. That's info@faithfpc.org. If you would like to learn more about the Free Presbyterian Church of North America, we invite you to visit our website, www.fpcna.org. That's www.fpcna.org. This is Charles Kelch saying thank you for listening and inviting you to join us again as we let the Bible speak.